We're on. Hello.
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 Hello. That's all this episode's gonna be. You may as well skip now.
Hello.
Hello.
Who's a pretty boy?
Who's a pretty boy then?
Hello.
Hello. Hello. What was I gonna do? Something. Well, I think we have a couple of shout-outs. Do we have a couple of shout-outs, or am I crazy?
I think we probably have a couple of
shout-outs.
Oh, actually,
I don't think that we do. I don't think we do have a couple of shout-outs.
They hate us now.
We were going to let everybody know that if you're out there and you are interested also in doing a guest spot on the Hucklebug, you're welcome to do so.
Yes.
That's one thing we were going to do. And, so, yeah. Let us know. I seem a little distracted this episode. I know why. It's because I'm trying to do more than one thing at a time.
Never works.
I know. It was a bad idea.
That trick never works, Bullwinkle.
Again. We should put that on. Why haven't we put that on yet?
Because we've had so much shit going
on.
We've
had too much shit going on. God, it's involved to do a podcast-a-thon.
I mean, hell, we watched movies last time. We watched the entire Life on Mars series.
We did, didn't we? Mashups, I think, was what we were going to do. So, Patrick, my little love, if you're interested in coming on. Mike, if you're interested. Lily? Krizzer? I don't know if Krizzer's got a microphone. And Skype. Are you still on that old laptop, Krizzer? Or have you?
She's on dial-up.
Have you got yourself a new? She might be on dial-up. If you're on dial-up, I don't think you can come on. Not because I don't like people who have dial-up, but because
it
won't be fast enough. But Krizzer, if you've got if you are on high-speed internet and you have a mic and you have Skype, we'd love to have you on as well. Marla, I don't know where you are. Where's Marla? The wedding ate her.
I think that the wedding didn't work.
Yeah. But anyway, any of you guys want to be guests? Not to say we won't have Dishy back on, because we probably will have Dishy back on. And in the meantime, I think we're going to do movie mashups in just a second, because I am multitasking like a son of a bitch over here. Hells yeah. I am, while I'm talking to you, emailing somebody at the same time. Amazing. There.
We just got a comment.
I just sent you an email. Did we just get a comment?
What my Hotmail says.
Alright, hang on. Oh, I didn't get it. Or did it go to my spam? No. What'd we get? You're going to have to read it to me.
Okay, let's look. Oh, hell, I don't have it up, I don't think.
Well, so much for our shout-out.
No, I'm working.
Alright, okay.
And we're walking.
We're walking, we're stopped. Hello!
Hello, baby!
Hello!
Mike! I was just watching number one on Monday, Right Stuff, and it's Pilot.
What?
You're looking at him, a pirate.
Oh, Pilot? You're looking at
him?
Yeah. Oh, of course, for Mr. Middlebrow's favorite movie of all time, The Right Stuff. Sorry, Mr. Middlebrow, I haven't seen it yet. It's in the TiVo. It was just on TCM this week, Monday, oddly enough. But I'll get to it, I promise. All right.
It's a long movie. It's a long way to Tipperary.
Let's do movie mashups. The last of the movie mashups.
Oh, okay, I gotta get them up here.
Get them up.
There's everything up.
Get them up, bet. You let me know
when
you
got them
up. I got them. She's got them up, by God. 21-25. What'd you say?
I'm the first one.
I haven't looked yet. Number 21. Dennis Hopper terrorizes British glam rockers with a Bobby Vinton song. Oh, I know it too. Should we say it together?
One, two, three.
Blue Velvet Goldmine.
Oh, it is under. It is Goldmine.
Velvet Underground Band.
Oh, jazz punchy. But I knew that was Velvet Goldmine.
You know what we should do after this episode? Let's take a shower. Not together. Because we are 3,000 miles away from each other.
To take one apart.
But no, we'll take one apart. Whoopi Goldberg, number 22. Whoopi Goldberg tries to rule the Minnesota rock scene long enough to escape from her abusive home life.
The Minnesota rock scene could be Purple Rain. The color Purple Rain! The color Purple Rain.
Oh, the color
little
Purple Rain.
Little red.
The color Purple Rain. Good one. In order to forget his brother's death, Timothy Hutton starts publishing hardcore pornography. That's ordinary people. Ordinary people.
Ordinary people.
Who like porn. Ordinary people who like porn. What's the public? Oh, Ordinary People versus Larry Flint.
Very good. Good of you to guess and good of him to think of. Very good.
Good all around. And good of you to tell us how good it was, Bet.
Well, thank you, dear.
Our next two, we've got a threefer and then a fourfer. We've never had a fourfer before. 24. It's tough being a group of dead, sexless sisters working at Smart Tech and taking injections to keep your jobs in the NFL. All right, 40-year-old virgin suicide.
Virgin suicide.
Which is one of my very first mashups. 40-year-old virgin... North Dallas 40-year-old virgin suicide.
Oh! Woo-hoo. Excellent. More than excellent.
And 25, the last one. This is the killer fourfer. Molly Ringwald phones home to ask a lovable robot to the prom and discuss the use of a double negative regarding the need for education. Wow.
We've got Wall-E-T.
Wall-E-T, 16 candles. Something that's got to tie those together. It's the double negative regarding the need for education that we are missing. We've got Wall-E, we've got E.T., 16 candles.
Double negative.
Regarding the need for education. Oh, Patrick, you may have stumped us on this. We've got three of the four, and we can't put them together. Wall-E, T, 16 candles. 16 candles, Wall-E, T.
Six.
Wall-E, T is good.
Six.
Just Wall-E,
six.
T on its own is good.
Is there a movie with T and six in it? Wall. Something ends in wall. No, because they couldn't work in 16 candles.
Regarding the... maybe it isn't... You know what? Maybe it isn't... It isn't 16 candles. She doesn't want to go to the prom.
It's the other one. It's the one I hate.
It's the one with Andrew... Pretty in Pink. You're right.
Okay.
Wall-E-T, Pretty in Pink. Pretty in Pink something, Wall-E T.
Pretty in Pink.
Pink. Okay, 16 candles is out. The use of a double negative regarding the need for education. I don't need no... Oh, that's the wall! Pink Floyd's The Wall-E T. No, that doesn't work.
Pretty in
the use
Pink
of a double negative
Floyd.
The use of a double negative regarding the need for education is the wall. We don't need no education.
Pretty in pink.
Oh, pretty in pink. Pretty in Floyd, pink the wall Floyd, E.T.
The wall E.T.
Oh my God, we got it just in time too. We have to push the show.
I got vapors on that one.
Lord, I can't believe we got there. Sorry for all the dead space, everybody. I bet everybody's at home going, dummies.
We were thinking like mofos.
We were. Can you hear the smoke coming out of our ears? I feel better now.
Rapazoids.
Patrick, you deserve a big round of applause.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Patrick. Great, great, great quiz. It's kept us going for many hours, as a matter of fact. Okay, so what was it? It was Pretty in Pink Floyd's The Wall E.T. Wow.
Woo! I need to get laid down.
I'm exhausted. All right. We'll be back in another half hour, is what we'll be. Bye, everybody.
If you want to join up, tell us.
Let us know. We'll hook you in. Bye-bye.
Ah.